What's up? You're listening to Walk FM. My name is Kyle, and today I'm doing our Community Matters interview with a couple of ladies from River Cities Community Church. I'll be talking with Beth Calvert, and I'll also be talking with Rhonda Shockley about some of the ministries that are going on at their church. For instance, Beth, I know you guys have started a new class that starts up this coming week called Grief Share. And could you tell us a little bit about that class and what it is?
Sure. Grief Share is a wonderful 13-week support group. Now, as a support group, it has a couple different dynamics to it. One is just the beauty of being together in a small group of folks who are struggling with much of the same difficulties. And with the topic of grief, you can only say so much, and people can only contribute their experiences to such an extent. And so what we offer in Grief Share during those 13 weeks are different topics, but they come by way of a DVD. And in that DVD session, there's a wonderful combination of professional counselors, pastors who will speak directly on the topic of the evening, but that is also intertwined with interviews and statements that they have from people who have suffered grief, and their statements, again, pertain to the topic of the evening. Another dynamic of it is everybody gets a workbook, and in that workbook, there's the outline of the session that we would cover, but then what I really like, Kyle, is that there are 5 days of devotional material, again, pertaining to the topic of the week, and there's just very simple scriptures and simple, thoughtful questions that help people to journal a little bit more on their own experience, but yet with the encouragement of that particular scripture. So as you put all that together, it's a wonderful experience because you're meeting other people, you are getting input from folks who are professionals, people who have struggled with similar concerns, and then you have a chance to journal on all of this. What is fascinating about our particular Grief Share group are the leaders. Kyle, we are blessed with two women. Sandy Nolan experienced grief through the loss of her father when she was only 17. And there have been very pertinent people in her life who have also gone to be with the Lord. The other person who leads the group is Joe Giz. And Joe has been a nurse and retired from working for hospice for years, but she is also a widow. So both of them have struggled with grief and had children at home. So they've had to deal with their own losses. They've had to deal with their children's losses. So it's their experience is very helpful to so many people.
Okay, so if someone is listening and they think, hey, I could probably benefit from something like this. Maybe they're dealing with the loss of a child or a spouse or, just missing the way life used to be and it's not right, something's not clicking right. What can they do or how can they get connected with you guys?
There are two things they can do. They're certainly welcome to call me at River Cities Community Church, and that telephone number is 304-736-8197, or they can go online to griefshare, which is one word, .org. And on that website, they discuss more of the ministry that goes on through the Grief Share program.
All right, and I know that support group is going to begin meeting on Tuesday, July the 6th at 6:30, so you want to make sure that you reach out to them soon if you want to be a part of that. But also want to talk to Rhonda Shockley right now, and she does ministry with children, and you all have a new ministry that you're doing with a garden. So would you tell me a little bit about that ministry?
Yes, we have a program in our church that is called Kids Helping Kids, and it's a community service group. We focus on families with kids, and so because we want the children to be able to help other children along the way. We have done busy bags for the hospital, children's hospital, where they've made it crafts and done different things and put them in bags for the hospital to give to the kids that are in the hospital. We've made blankets and given them to the city mission for children. But this winter, because of COVID and we haven't been able to meet, I was trying to come up with ways to keep our program going and to continue to grow our program. So I have just been very passionate about this, and God has just been laying this on my heart to just make sure this happens, to keep it going. And our church, thankfully, has been behind this 100% and has just been helped me in lots and lots of ways to keep it going. So during the winter, when we were stuck in the house with COVID, as well as just it was wintertime, I was trying to think of things that we could do to keep it going. And it just, I like to garden, and I was starting to plan my garden at home. And I thought, you know, we could do a garden at the church and then donate our harvest to families with children in need. And so I started praying about that and thinking about ways that could work and what that meant to our church and our program. Because one of the things that we want to do, one of our core values is reaching the world. And we also want to build relationships, you know, with our church family, but also with families in the community to help grow their take their next steps in knowing Jesus. And so all those things kind of came together. And if we donate all of our harvest, we can meet the people that we are going to be donating to. We can offer to pray with them right then and there, or things that they might need, you know, that they want to tell us, please pray for us for these certain things. And we can do that. And we can build relationships with them. And that will also, and invite them to things that are going on in our church. But that will also just build relationships in the community, but also help our children build relationships with other children, adults build relationships with other adults. And even through the generations at our own church, you know, the older generations mentoring and being there for the younger generations, which is really important to me. I like to see, I just have such fond memories of things that people taught me when I was young that didn't mean anything to me when I was young. But as I've grown up, the things that I've looked back on and thought, oh, yeah, they taught me that, you know, this adult in my life taught me that. And those are precious memories for me and things that I've learned from quite a bit. And so that's kind of where we want to go with this whole program, but especially with the garden, just getting out there and providing a need. And, you know, everybody needs to eat. Everybody needs to eat well. So we're trying to do this in a healthy way, provide healthy food that will help a family.
Well, that's great, and I love the idea that it's kids helping kids. So the kids are working in the garden, they're doing things, and it's going to benefit families with kids. So that's a wonderful thing. Let me ask you, how does your church identify who to give the food to?
Well, there's a couple of ways that we're doing that. One of the information referral, which is a program in Huntington, that I use the word screen people very loosely because what they really will do is they screen people for their needs so they can direct them in the right direction. Not that they're screening to say you need this and you don't, but it's really just to direct people to their need. And so I have talked to one of the ladies there. I will be getting back with her. She has already said she can set me up with people. Word of mouth will be a way that we're just letting, you know, people know about this, and we'll go from there. If we have people in our church that know a family that needs help with food, then definitely we will be, you know, working with them. Even members in our own church, I haven't come across any yet, but we also haven't asked that question yet. You know, is there a family in our church that needs it? But we obviously we would be helping the families in our church too.
Fantastic. So we have two different ministries of the church, very different in what they are, what they address. You know, you've got the grief share class, we've got the kids' garden. But let me ask you, Beth, why are these ministries so important to the church?
Well, we feel very strongly that the Lord's love is what transforms people's lives. And in having a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, beyond the fact that it involves forgiveness of our sin, it moves us into a relationship that's eternal. It's a relationship that helps us to develop into the people that we have the potential to be because God's empowerment living in us through that relationship. So we want to tell people about that opportunity to know Christ more personally. And very often, when people are struggling, they are looking for answers. So in the grief share ministry, we hope to help those folks who are struggling with grief. And in the garden opportunity, we're hoping to help folks have food. And in those two ministries, we are reaching out to our world right here around us. And we hope that through these different avenues of loving people, that they will discover the love of Christ, which is our motivation.
Amen. So for someone who has never been to River City's Community Church before, wants to find out more, how can they find you? What should they do? Where should they go?
All right. We are located at 4385 Route 60 East in Huntington. It's right near the, it's between the Jolly Pirates Donuts and Save-A-Lot Groceries. And we are around church, and so many people think, oh, Space Mountain has landed right here in Huntington. So that's where the church is located and what it looks like. We have a website, which is roundchurch.net. And we invite people to peruse that website and see if that would tell them more about the church and make them answer some of their questions. They're also welcome to call the church at 304-736-8197.
Okay, and when do you gather?
We typically gather on Sundays during two services. One is at 9:30 in the morning. The second service is at 11:15. We also have a variety of small groups in which we meet through the week.
All right. Well, there you have it. I want to say thank you to our special guests today. That's been Beth Calvert and Rhonda Shockley from River City's Community Church in Huntington, West Virginia. I do encourage you to check them out to learn more about these ministries and other things that they're doing to serve the Lord. If you are part of a church or an organization that's doing something to bless the community, I'd love to talk to you as well. Be sure to send me a note at communitymatters@walkfm.org. Who knows, maybe next time I'll be talking to you on our Community Matters interview. For now, my name is Kyle. You're listening to Walk FM, and I hope you have a wonderful day.